West Virginia Public Broadcasting is partnering with the BBC and APM on a new radio program called The Response, America's Story. Listeners from West Virginia can join the conversation about what you would like to say about President-elect Donald Trump. To tell us more about the project, I have Kevin Kaur, BBC producer, on the line. Hey, Kevin.
Hi, Roxy.
So lots of news media across the country and across the world are trying to figure out what this latest election will mean for people across the world and for West Virginians. How does this program, The Response, stand out compared to the other media that's going on across the world?
Well, this is a program about listeners' stories, not commentators or the professionals. Anyone listening now can get straight onto the air just using a smartphone. And it's because they now have these voice recorders and they can make really high quality audio clips. So we want you to send something to us. We'd like listeners to try and record themselves telling a story about their lives, which sums up who they are, and also what they want Donald Trump to do for them.
And what's an example of something that you've heard that you don't think you would have heard otherwise?
Well, one of them is Jasmine Krotkov, who lives in Nyhart, Montana. The town has a population of around 50, and she moved there because she worked for the Postal Service. But when her post office closed, she found herself taking on several jobs.
I'm living very close to the bone. I have a frugal lifestyle, and I like that. I am a hard-working, educated person, and I am very willing to work for my supper, and I work very hard for it, but I can't get by. You know, in Donald Trump's world, there's winners and losers, and he talks about being a winner all the time. Well, in his world, I'm a loser, and I still have dignity, and I don't feel like my dignity is respected. I really want him to know that I am one of the Americans, and I'm a hard-working person, even though I'm not rich.
It may not sound like it, but that was Jasmine sitting at home talking about the challenges she's facing. And her full story is fascinating, and she did it just using her smartphone. And anyone with one can submit us a story in that kind of quality.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you here, Kevin, later this week in Charleston, West Virginia. What do you think you want to do for your first show being broadcasted from West Virginia?
The reason we're heading to West Virginia is that watching from overseas, the whole world has been gripped by your election. It has been a massive political upheaval. And it seems to us like West Virginia is one of those states at the forefront of that change.
And one thing we've noticed in this election and many times over the years is that Appalachia gets stereotyped in different ways by media organizations. And during this election, that's come at the forefront of a lot of what we've been seeing about media. How will this broadcast take into effect that West Virginians often feel that they're being looked at or looked down upon by outside media?
Well, the problem with the global media is it may not even look at West Virginia enough. So that may be a stereotyping of America. What this program gives people and Appalachians the chance to do is tell those stories yourself and set your own agenda and present what West Virginia wants to the rest of the world.
So once again, if people listening want to participate, what do they do?
It's really simple. Get your smartphone out or pester the family to borrow one if you don't have one. Open up that section with the voice recorder, which most of them have, and just tell us a story about your life, what makes you, you, and then what you want from the president-elect, Donald Trump. Now, we do understand not everyone has a smartphone, but you don't have to own it. Just borrow one from a family member or a friend. It takes just 2 minutes. You don't have to write anything down. Just freestyle, ad lib into your phone. And the question we want to answer is, what do you want to tell the president about who you are and the life you lead? And what do you want to happen next?
And Kevin, tell us the email address that people want to send these voice memos to.
You email that file to theresponse@bbc.co.uk. That's theresponse@bbc.co.uk. And you can also email us. If you have a question, it's really easy and you could find yourself broadcasting to the world.
Thanks, Kevin, for talking with us. And again, we really look forward to seeing you and your team here later this week at our Charleston studio.
Looking forward to it. Keep an eye out for us.